This week, Isabel Dean and John Hollis star in Only Child by Francis Stevens, dramatized for radio by Patricia Mays.
Journey. My back's as stiff as a board. Come on, out you get.
Oh, very pretty, Max.
What is?
The house. Overlooks the lake. Come on, Piers, get out.
I'll open the boot. Yes, we're away from everyone up here. The moors stretch for miles at the back.
Oh, dear, just look at my dress. Creases all over.
Oh, they'll drop out. Here, take hold of this, someone.
Piers, take it. Oh, my dress is an absolute mess.
Come on, Piers, stop daydreaming.
There's nothing but if you ask me.
God, he's crying again.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Well, then,
it's so...
What?
So lonely. There'll be no one to play with.
Oh, for God's sake. Now, somebody give me a hand with this case, for God's sake.
You watch your language in front of the child. Piers, help your father.
He's not my father. He's not.
Did you hear me?
I thought someone was going to meet us. My God, what does one pay money for these days? Certainly isn't service... Piers, take the bag. You can lift it if I take it, can't you? Or are you weak as well as brainless? I must say, Sylvia, you're not helping much either.
It's my dress. Look at it. It's brand new.
Iron the bloody thing when we're inside. Now, let's get unpacked first, shall we?
How are we supposed to get in if we haven't got a key?
Try ringing the bell. It just might help.
That's a good idea.
My God, I'm surrounded by fools. Honestly, we've got enough luggage here to... Clothe an army.
You'll be the first to complain when you haven't a clean shirt or a clean pair of socks to wear when you want them.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Abrams, I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd arrived. I was just cleaning the stove in the kitchen and the door was shut and I didn't hear the car.
How do you do?
Mrs. McInnes.
That's right, Mr. Abrams. And is this your son?
Don't call me Abrahams. My name's not Abrahams. It never will be.
Let's go in, shall we?
By all means, everything's prepared.
Piers, take that case.
Would it help if I carried this one?
Oh, thanks. Sylvia, you take that one, will you?
Don't call her Sylvia. Don't.
The house is very nice, Max. Very big.
That's why it costs so much.
You pay for what you get, I suppose. Mrs. McInnes seems nice, doesn't she?
Yes. Everything put away.
You know it is, so why do you ask?
Oh, tea's strong.
I have a word with Mrs. McInnes. You can't expect her to know exactly how you like your tea when you've only just met. And let me say one thing, Max. Try and stop being bossy. Oh. You're not at the office now. You're on holiday with your family. So please try and enjoy yourself, even though it may take an effort on your part to relax.
A lot of enjoyment we'll have with Piers moping around like he does.
You get used to things, given time. The boy's sensitive.
Oh, sensitive.
All right, Max. I know how you feel, but he is my son.
Where is the boy now?
In the kitchen with Mrs. McInnes. She said she'd make him something special.
Ah, spoiling him. Like you do when I'm not around. I tell you one thing, Sylvia. If he stayed in the kitchen for the rest of the holiday, that would suit me fine.
Come on, young man. Cheer up.
Pardon?
I said cheer up. You're supposed to be on holiday. You look as if you'd just come back from a funeral. Why don't you go outside and do some exploring?
No, thank you.
What's the matter? Don't you like it here?
It's so big.
What is?
The house and the moorland. It stretches for miles and miles. And the lake. It frightens me.
Nonsense. It's beautiful. After a week or two, you'll grow to love it like we all do.
If you say so.
Would you like some more cream?
Yes, please. Mrs. McInnes?
Yes?
How long will we be staying here?
Well, hasn't anybody told you? Bless my soul. The house is let for the shooting season. 2 months. Didn't you really know?
No.
What's the matter, laddie? What's the matter?
I'll have no one to play with. I'll be on my own all the time. For all those weeks.
Don't speak to him, Piers. He's very ill. Just look.
Is he going to die?
I don't know. You mustn't ask such questions.
He looks so thin and white.
Go and play, Piers. Go upstairs and play in your room. You've seen your father. That's enough, Piers. You have to be strong.
But Daddy...
Daddy's gone. He's gone forever. You'll have to get used to the idea. Nothing will bring him back. He's gone forever.
Piers? Piers? Ah, there you are. What are you doing there by the window?
Watching the rain.
Oh, well, there must be something better for you to do, surely.
No.
Of course there is. You have friends. Why don't you see if you can go and play with them? Piers? Piers, dear. I
know how much you loved your father. You were so very, very close. So was I. You mustn't think... Well, what I'm trying to say is this.
I don't want to talk about it.
I think we should.
I don't want to.
Don't shut me out, Piers. I loved your father too, you know. But when someone dies...
Someone?
Let me finish. When someone very dear dies, of course one's own life appears finished. There seems no reason to go on. That's perfectly normal. But after a time... You see, time is a great healer. And I'm still a relatively young woman, and I have to support...
I love Daddy, and I'll never love anyone else.
Don't you see, my dear, that I know and appreciate that? But you must understand that what I'm saying now is equally true.
I'll never forget him.
I know that.
It's no use you trying to make me forget him either.
I would never try to do that. But, Piers, you can't go on day after day sitting here by the window dwelling on your father's death. You have to get on with the job of living. It's been over 6 weeks since he died. And...
Please, please.
Well, Sylvia, have you told him yet?
Max!
I'd have been standing out there in the hall like some servant.
Who's that?
This is Mr. Abrahams, dear.
What's he doing here?
He's here because I asked him to be here. He's a friend of mine. Max, wait outside for a minute, will you please?
I'm not hanging about out there because I'm a boy.
It's very difficult, can't you see? He's still upset.
Are you going to marry him?
Well, Piers, I...
Are you going to marry him?
Yes, she is.
That's what I came to talk to you about, my dear. To explain...
I hate you, Mummy, I hate you.
Piers, please wait, let me explain. Oh, God. Obviously, it wasn't the right moment.
Yeah, it never would be. The boy needs taking in hand.
He hasn't got over his father's death yet.
6 weeks. You said so yourself. That's quite long enough.
Don't be so insensitive.
Oh, no. Don't let's quarrel, Sylvia. We mustn't quarrel. Come here.
Not now, Max, please. Not now.
We're not going to let him come between us, are we?
Why should he come between us?
Exactly. There's no reason. You know how much I love you, don't you?
Yes, Max, I know. And I love you. I know what happened just now. It must have been awful for you, but... You will try and understand, won't you?
Understand what?
You will try and understand Piers. You'll learn to like him, won't you?
Like him? Well, of course I'll like him. I'll grow to love him like my own son. And some more of that ham, Sylvia.
Don't you think you've had enough?
I beg your pardon? You think you're talking to some greedy child? I asked for some more ham.
Yes, Max, of course. I didn't mean it to sound...
I should damn well hope not.
I'd, like to play with the boy upstairs, if I may.
Pass the cellar bowl, Sylvia.
Yes, dear. What's that, Piers?
Oh, don't tell me it spoke.
I'd like to play with the boy in the room above mine.
What nonsense are you on about now? Here you are, Max.
No, thanks.
There is no boy.
But there is. Sometimes he bowls a hoop or plays with a ball. Sometimes he just runs about shouting.
I've warned you before about these stupid stories. You're old enough to know better.
If he wants to play upstairs, why not let him? Keep him out of the way. What harm can it do?
Well, Max, if you think...
Yes, let him go. Perhaps we'll have a bit of peace. Certainly make a change from the miserable face we've had to put up with this last week.
Hello? Are you there? Hello? It's me. They said I could come and play with you. We can have the rest of the day together, if you like. Oh, good! You want to play ball?
Ah, there you are, Sylvia.
How was the shoot?
Oh, made a good bag.
Oh, you look exhausted. I hope you're not straining yourself too much. You know what the doctor said?
We'll cover some ground today. Walking's good for you.
Mrs. McInnes left you some cold chicken in the kitchen if you want it.
I'll get it in a minute. Oh, I'm tired. Though it started to rain, by the way.
You've been lucky with the weather the last couple of weeks. Oh, there was a telephone call for you late this afternoon. Your secretary.
Oh, what did she want?
She'd like you to go in the day after tomorrow. A note's there.
Oh, Lord. Just as I was unwinding... Oh, turn that television off, will you?
What is it?
Oh, I've got to go back to London for a couple of days. Important client. Ah, I didn't think the problem would arise until the end of the holiday. Who'd have his own business, eh? Always something. Oh, I'm sorry, Sylvia.
It's not likely to be longer than 2 days, is it?
Oh, no, no, no. I'll get back as soon as I can. I can fly down, sort it out, and be back by the weekend. You'll be able to occupy yourself for 48 hours, won't you?
I think it's time we packed up, don't you?
Must we? It's been a lovely day, Mummy.
You've enjoyed it, haven't you, Piers?
Yes, especially...
Especially what?
With only the two of us.
Now, now, Piers, you shouldn't say things like that about your father.
He isn't my father.
He has to work hard so that we can have lovely long holidays like this. You mustn't be so ungrateful.
I wasn't being ungrateful. But you only seem to take notice of me when he's not here.
Piers, no more of this nonsense, please. Now, let's clear the picnic things away, shall we? I don't want to hear you talk about your father like that again, do you hear?
He's not my father.
What did you say?
Nothing.
You're tired. Look at you. You can hardly keep your eyes open.
When will he be back?
Who's he?
You know.
You mean your father. Is that what you mean? Is it, Piers? Is it? All right, don't answer. You're spoiling a lovely day. And in answer to your question, your father will be back tomorrow. John walked along the path towards the house. He knew Bob would be waiting for him. Bob, his greatest friend of all. He stood outside the door expectantly, and then suddenly it opened, and there he was, black, shiny, and his tail wagging ferociously. John couldn't help it. He hugged him and cried. Piers? For a moment, I thought you'd got to sleep.
That was a lovely story.
Oh, we haven't done this for a long time, have we?
No.
Good night, Piers.
Good night.
Do you want the door left open? What's that? It sounded like someone upstairs. It's nothing. Nothing. Oh, these old houses. This place is beginning to play on my nerves. Good night, dear.
What's the matter with you?
What?
Do you mean what? I asked you a question.
Yes, I know.
Then please do me the courtesy of answering it. What is the matter with you?
Nothing.
I think there is.
I...
Yes?
Nothing.
You look peaky. You know why, don't you?
No.
Because you shut yourself away inside the house too much. What you want is exercise, plenty of exercise. You mope about the place all the time. I'm sick of looking at you.
You've been away.
Don't answer me back. Swimming. That's it.
Oh, no.
Every day until you master it.
Oh, please. I can't swim. You know I can't.
Well, of course you can't swim if you keep telling yourself you can't. Positive thinking, that's what we need from you, my boy.
I don't want to swim.
Nonsense. Go upstairs and get ready. Put on your trunks and bring down a towel. Now's your chance to prove what sort of boy you are. All right, then.
Let go!
Let's be having you.
I...
Jump in and swim.
I can't!
Rubbish!
I tell you, I can't!
Do you want people calling you yellow when you go away to school?
I hate you, I hate you!
Why, you little...
Oh! Help! Help!
Now swim, damn you. Swim.
Ah, oh, Max, Sylvia. There you are. I was thinking of going to my sister for a day or two. I hope you don't mind.
Do you know what your son has just said to me? I hate you. That's what he said, Sylvia. I hate you.
Calm down, Max. You'll only upset yourself.
Insolent young puppy. The sooner he goes away to school, the better.
Make yourself ill. You know what the doctor told you.
Oh, I've had enough of him. And you, wrapping him up in cotton wool. He's going to learn what a damn tough world this is. Do you know how long you kept me waiting? Come on, and be quick about it. Don't think you're going to get out of it, because you're not.
I hate you. I hate you.
Do you want me to drag you down to the lake?
No. I want you to stay indoors today.
What are you looking at? Hmm? What's back there?
The house.
Expecting to see your mother at the window. Expecting her to rush out and prevent you from having your swimming lesson, are you? Well, you're going to be disappointed, Piers. She's gone to see her sister. She'll be gone for a day or two at least. The country life bores her, as you bore me. What are you staring at?
Tommy. I want to be left to play with Tommy.
Right. If you won't come down to the lake on your own, you'll have to be helped, won't you? Come on!
Ouch! Are you hurting me? You're hurting!
Piers! Come here, damn you!
Don't let him find me, Tommy. Please, don't let him find me.
Where are you?
Is that you, Tommy? Is that you?
I'm going to find you. It's the last thing I do. You're not going to escape. You're going swimming whether you like it or not.
He's coming. Oh, please, God, don't let him find me. Tommy, don't let him find me.
There you are, sitting in the corner like a mad dog. What's so special about this room, eh?
I'm coming downstairs now.
Come in.
I'm off now, Mr. Abrahams.
Oh, very well, Mrs. McInnes. Good night.
You're sure there's nothing else you want?
Oh, no. I'm going to bed soon. I don't feel too good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Can I get you something?
No, I've already got it. Mind you, I suppose I should cut my drinking down.
Too much of a good thing doesn't do anyone any good, Mr. Abrams, in the end. I've left everything ready for breakfast in the morning. You hadn't forgotten, had you? My daughter's returning to London. Our Mrs. Abrams said it was all right if I got in about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, did she?
Before she left for her sister's. Didn't she tell you?
Yes, I remember now. I'm not incapable, you know. I can get breakfast for myself. You see your daughter off, and I'll see you later in the day.
Thank you, sir. I'll say goodbye, then, before it gets dark.
Before you go, where's the boy?
He's upstairs, Mr. Abrams, in his bedroom.
Oh, good, good. Mrs. McInnes.
Yes, sir.
Has anyone ever occupied the room above the boy's bedroom?
You mean the little attic bedroom, sir? Hmm. There's nothing there, Mr. Abrams.
I didn't ask you that.
I knew you didn't.
Well, it's just that the boy seems so strongly attached to the place. Spends more time there than he does in his own room, and every time I take him swimming, he looks back and up at the room as if... Well, I don't know. As if he expected to see someone there, at the window, watching.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, sir. Well, I'm off.
Very well. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, sir.
Good night. Where the hell's the light switch? There we are. God, I'm tired. Shouldn't have drunk all that whiskey, I suppose. I must sit down. I feel awful. Too fat. That's the trouble. Too damn fat. I really don't feel very well. And the old heart tablets, yeah. Better take my tablets. I'll just... What do you want? I thought you were in bed.
I was.
Well, then, you better get back there, hadn't you?
I came to tell you something.
You came to tell me what?
I came to tell you what my mother really thinks of you.
Go to bed.
She loathes you. She only married you for your money. She told me that beforehand. She said you were so rich... It didn't matter that you made her flesh crawl.
Get out! You little monster! Get out of here!
She told me not to worry that you were fat and ugly, and that you were a snob, pretending to do all sorts of things that you couldn't really do. She hates you. We both do.
This time, you've gone too far.
I'd be surprised to see her come back. Except for me. She won't be coming back for you. She's had enough.
Had enough? And I've had enough of you. I'm going to thrash you, you little swine. Thrash you until you breathe. My tablet. Tablets. Beers. Give me my tablets. There. On the dressing table. Beers. Please. Bye.
Have you finished your tea, Piers?
Yes, Mother, thank you.
Oh, poor boy.
Not in front of the child, please, Mrs. McInnes.
I shouldn't have left him alone here.
Have you put everything in the car, Piers?
Yes, Mummy.
Good. Now wait outside a moment while I have a few words with Mrs. McInnes.
Yes, Mummy.
Please, Mrs. McInnes, don't you think my son's been through enough? And believe me, you have nothing to reproach yourself for. You phoned the doctor as soon as you found my husband. You contacted me, you looked after Piers. No one could have asked or expected more. As for myself, don't you think I feel dreadful having gone off and left them alone? I was bored, just like Piers, though I didn't admit it to my husband. Mr. Abrahams was a very forceful man, as you noticed. He liked everything done his way. No one was allowed to have a mind of their own. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be burdening you with all this.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Abrams. I understand all that. It was the boy I felt sorry for. He struck me as such a sad, sensitive figure.
Mummy.
Pierce, I thought you were outside in the car. You've been listening, and that's not nice.
Where are we going?
Well, darling, we can't stop here. Not now.
Why not? He's dead, isn't he?
What? Piers, come along now. We'd better leave for home.
I won't go, I won't.
Piers, your mother...
I want to stay, Mrs. McInnes. Please, let me stay.
Piers, for goodness sake, don't you think I have enough worry?
Please, let me stay and play with Tommy.
What?
Not that again.
What did you say, Piers?
I want to stay so I can play with Tommy.
Who is Tommy?
Such a strange coincidence.
What's the matter, Mrs. McInnes? You know someone called Tommy?
No, only a story about him. They say the man who built this house in the last century had an idiot son called Tommy, his only child. The father locked the boy away in the attic bedroom, the room right above Piers. They tell how he used to hammer on the door and scream to be let out. Unfortunately...
What?
The boy was cunning. He had immense strength. He pushed his father through one of the attic windows onto the terrace below.
Piers, what are you doing?
He's lying on the floor as if he's in pain.
Let me stay. Let me stay. Let me stay. Let me stay.
That was Only Child by Francis Stevens, with John Hollis and Isabel Dean as Mr. and Mrs. Abrahams, and Paul Lawrence Poole as Piers. Margot Boyd was Mrs. McInnes. Technical presentation was by Prue Menmuir. This was a BBC World Service drama production directed by Derek Hodinott.